Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
It's March Madness, baby. Let me get a large order of basketball with a large side of gambling.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here as always with Jamie. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Sun's out, birds are chirping. Seems like life is coming back to where we live outside. Pitchers and catchers are reporting, and basketballs are heading toward madness. So it's a great time of the year.
I love it. And, you know, for bird watchers, it's a great time. For basketball watchers, it's even better.
Yeah. Are you both, or are you just on the...
I'm mostly into birds.
You're mostly into birds. I've seen that happen.
There's a woodpecker in our neighborhood. Have you heard it lately?
I've not.
I'm excited.
Okay.
It could be a red-bellied woodpecker.
Anyways,
which are really pretty.
Anyways, we have a crime today, and we've only got 10 minutes. So why don't you get us rolling?
Today, we are going to be diving into a story that it's really going to shake the foundation of professional and college sports, and it's a scandal involving millions of dollars, international flight plans, and a web of corruption so deep that it has the entire sports world on edge. I feel like I should know all about this, but I really didn't until you brought it up.
Right. I've seen a couple headlines about some individuals in here, but it's just starting to come out how big of a deal this is.
So at the center of all of this, there's a man named Shane Hinnon, who is a self-proclaimed gambling expert who found himself at the heart of one of the biggest point-shaving scandals in modern history. I didn't know that there was point-shaving scandals in modern history.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're just now figuring them out, but this has indeed happened. He was arrested last month in Las Vegas. He had multiple cell phones, $10,000 in cash, and couldn't explain away that to anybody. He was supposed to be flying to Colombia for quote-unquote dental treatment. I think we all know the best dentists are in Colombia, right?
You know, I love going to the dentist so much, I'm going to fly internationally for it.
Federal agents weren't buying it. They suspected that he was trying to get out of the country before a looming January 15th deadline. Authorities say that Hinnon orchestrated a massive game-fixing scheme that targeted both pro and college basketball games, raking in millions of dollars in illegal money. And the deeper people dig, the more we're uncovering about how big of an operation this actually was.
So let's talk about who Shane Hinnon is and how did he go from being this points gambler to the figure in a federal investigation. And he wasn't just a guy who liked being like placing big bets. He was running an entire sports gambling operation, selling his betting picks on a website called SugarShaneWins.com. I wish I would have known about this a couple of years ago.
Before he went to prison, preferably.
His social media presence painted a picture of luxury. He had private jets. He had high-end sports cars, stacks of cash. But behind all this flash was a lifestyle of a history with run-ins with the law.
We're not talking about minor stuff either. His record included a 2009 aggravated assault charge, a drug possession conviction, a stint in federal prison for cocaine distribution. And despite all this, he reinvented himself as a high-end sports bettor. But looking back now, it seems that all of his success wasn't necessarily just good luck or good planning. His gambling activities started raising red flags when investigators noticed some suspicious patterns. Several college games showed unusual line movements. When the bets were traced, they often led back to Hinnon's network of co-conspirators, of other people betting with him. In case you're curious, line moving, the line on a game is a team will be favored by a certain amount of points. So if it's 10 and then a lot of people are betting on the underdog, then that line's going to drop as more bets come in so that Vegas won't lose their pants.
So the first major break in the case came when there was a former Toronto Raptors forward named Jonte Porter who admitted to deliberately underperforming in games in order to help gamblers win prop bets on his performance. So a prop bet is like, hey, I think Jonte is going to score 16 points in the first half.
Yeah, that's a prop bet. Something super specific about an individual player, or like even who wins the jump ball, like which team scores first, not an outcome of the game, but a small piece of the game.
So he pled guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and was banned from the NBA for life. Now, is that talking about Jonte or about...
No, that's Jonte Porter, who was playing for the Raptors. And we know about Pete Rose and the Chicago Black Sox being banned from baseball. Did you have any idea this happened? Why isn't this a bigger story?
Not at all, but to be clear, so the forward, Jonte Porter, is the one who pled guilty to conspiracy? Or is that... Wow. You know, if you're Jonte, how do you... I don't know that I'm pleading guilty. How are you going to prove that I underperformed? I mean, guys have off nights. Was it just like super obvious if you go back and watch the games? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I think if you're going to at least attempt this, you have to be careful about it. And maybe he was too obvious.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. So, but he was not acting alone. Federal investigators also discovered that he had racked up a significant gambling debt and was working with a network of fixers to pay them off. That network included 5 known co-conspirators, and the Justice Department says Hinnon was a key player in orchestrating this scheme.
Porter, just one piece of this big puzzle. The investigation revealed that at least 9 college basketball games across 2 seasons were potentially compromised. Authorities flagged unusual betting activity on games involving at least 5 different teams, with that number expected to grow as they continue to dig into this. Hinnon allegedly used a network of proxies and straw bettors, so essentially people placing bets for him, to place these fraudulent bets, allowing him to bypass the detection of this one person's just putting a ton of money into this to make it look like he wasn't doing all of it. And the money wasn't just flowing in one direction. He ran a money laundering scheme to send the profits through other various financial transactions, including some offshore accounts. So this is like a corporation at this point.
And so I think it's a good idea to talk about how betting works. I mean, you have a line or a spread on a game or a line on a prop bet, and the odds change as more people bet for it or against it. So he's got several people placing a lot of money on something and it's changing the line.
Yeah.
So very shady.
It's changing
illegal.
The betting line for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so it potentially impacted me or you if we placed bets on these games.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Then there's the high-profile investigation into a Miami Heat player. Miami Heat, if you're not familiar with NBA, one of the biggest teams out there right now. And a player on that team named Terry Rozier. Did I say that name?
You did. Also played at the University of Louisville. Hashtag known for cheating.
Yeah, I mean... I feel like they probably targeted him because he went to Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, he was on that 2013 team that got their championship vacated. Anyway, no more Louisville bashing.
I feel like, God, if we haven't done an episode only on Louisville basketball, it's time. Anyway, while the NBA has said that it found no violations, Rozier remains under federal scrutiny for his performance in a 2023 game. Investigators are reportedly looking for any links between Rozier and the same gambling ring that took down Porter. I mean, is it possible that he just had a really bad night, or do they think there's a lot more?
Yeah, I think one game is really hard to pin down and prove, in my opinion.
I mean, you and I call basketball games, so we know that throughout the season you're getting stats on players, and if a player scores traditionally 18 points a game – and then all of a sudden comes in at 2, unless they were critically ill, you wonder what happened.
What happened, yeah. One of the bigger concerns was how deep this goes. The NCAA is looking into multiple teams, including Eastern Michigan, Temple, North Carolina, A&T, and Mississippi Valley State. Obviously, none of those are huge programs, but they've had multiple games that were flagged for suspicious activity. In one example, Temple was at the center of a betting potential conspiracy where massive wagers were placed on their first half spreads. So how much would they be ahead of or behind at the end of the first half? In at least 5 games, Temple trailed at halftime for an average of 11.2 points. And if someone on the team was shaving points, they did a great job of covering their tracks. And John, we're running up on 10 minutes here. There are some Temple players have been named in this. Heiser Miller transferred to Virginia Tech, but was dismissed from that team before playing a game. They're looking into his performances at Temple. Hennen's name continues to be dragged through the mud. Some of his co-conspirators' names are coming up. Marvis Fairley from Mississippi is one who is kind of a high-priority target for this investigation. And so many things still unknown, but this is, I don't know. I don't know why it's not making a bigger splash in the news. I wish it would, but we'll keep you posted as more and more comes about. It's just, it's wild to me that this is happening and it's not as widely talked about.
Yeah, like I said, never really heard of it before you brought it to me, so thank you, man.
I knew the Jonte Porter, but that was it. Just the tip of the iceberg. That's what we're able to get to in a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.